My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He represents the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District and is a member of the House Foreign Relations Committee. We want to get his reaction to President Trump, as expected by many, officially withdrawing the United States from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, better known as the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Well, there's a lot of different concerns about this deal. When President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry first announced it, there was a concern about access to some of the most sensitive sites for inspections. There was the Sunset proposal. There was the fact that it never addressed the ballistic missile program. And I'm sure I'm missing quite a few here in this brief list. What concerned you most about it, and what's your reaction to the president pulling the plug in terms of U.S. involvement today?
Well, I think those things you just mentioned and listed, I think those are all the reasons we shouldn't have gotten into that deal. And, you know, the thing that you got to admire about President Trump is he makes a decision, he moves forward with it, and we will deal with it, and the rest of the world will deal with this. You know, if you take just the IAEA, the inspection process that they're supposed to go through, they were supposed to be able to check anywhere, anytime, any place, per John Kerry, words out of his mouth. I was in the hearing when they said that. And then as it turned out, it was, well, now it's with 24 hours notice in it. Well, no, we don't want you to go to some places like our military bases. Those are off limits. And then we can only inspect those places we know. We can't inspect places that we may hear of that we want to check. And so I think this brings finality to a bad deal, and then we can move forward from this.
There are certainly people who like this deal, namely you and a lot of your colleagues on Capitol Hill on the Republican side of the aisle. Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel, to no surprise, is happy with this decision. On the other hand, you've got a lot of Democrats, a lot of Obama administration veterans, some of our partners in Europe, of course, to no surprise, don't think this was the right deal. And they say, even if this wasn't airtight, this at least put restraints on Iran, and now it's just open season again. And we are in a stronger position when we're making deals, or at least trying to make a deal, as opposed to just pulling out. What's your response to that?
I disagree with that. I mean, the thing is, you got to know about Iran. If you read John Bolton's book, Surrender is Not an Option, they have done a clandestine operation since day one, and they've been going back and forth and back and forth. And so to pull out of this deal, I don't think that's the problem at all, and I disagree with that statement. Keep in mind that Iran is the number one state sponsor of terror. Yet when this deal was going through, the Obama administration State Department left that off the intelligence briefing that they were the state sponsors of terrorism. That was always in those briefings, but they took it out when this briefing came up for this agreement. And keep in mind that there was, I think, 406 members of Congress that voted against this deal, and it was an agreement between President Obama, John Kerry, Susan Rice, and the people that negotiated it in Iran, not the Ayatollahs. And so it was a gentleman's agreement, and it was a bad agreement.
There's also, of course, the point, and I think you were alluding to it there, is that this was deliberately labeled not a treaty by the Obama administration, so they wouldn't have to get 2/3 support in the Senate, which they knew they couldn't get. So there's a lot of consternation about Trump acting unilaterally when, obviously, that's how we got into this deal in the first place.
Right, and why should a nation like ours, or the P5+1, why should they be held to an agreement that President Obama was hell-bent on getting when it's not even a treaty that all nations sign on to? And it was an agreement, not a treaty, so it shouldn't be binding, when you come down to the letter of the law. And it was a bad deal. I mean, right after it was agreed to by those entities, not us in Congress, Iran fired ballistic missiles, and that was against the clause of good faith, exercising good faith. And Iran broke that like the next day. And they're just kind of in your eye. And then they've sponsored terrorism all around the country or around the world. And look what they've done with Hezbollah. And they've increased the efficiency of Hezbollah, the training of them, and the armament of them. And they did that with the money that Obama sent over there illegally. And I think it's a good thing. And I think down the road we'll look back at this and say this is when Iran finally started coming into the world community and be honest players.
A very interesting moment towards the end of the speech when Trump perhaps a less than veiled shot at the Obama administration, saying, when I make promises, I keep them. And then he immediately transitions to Secretary of State Pompeo being on his way to North Korea to set the stage for the Trump and Kim summit here in the coming week. So what do you think was the message there, and how powerful was it?
Well, I think that was a great jab at the policy of a red line, you know, in Syria. When you draw a red line, you need to stick with it. If not, it's not just you, it's your country. It's the United States of America losing credibility. And I think, again, President Trump has shown resolutely and definitively that when he says something, he's going to follow through with it. And that sends a message to the rest of the world. You know, chairing the Asia-Pacific subcommittee, we hear all the time that these other countries are looking for American leadership. And I think this is clear and straightforward and very concise that America is somebody that when they give their word, they're going to stand by it when it's a good agreement. And when it's an agreement that we don't agree on, you know, when you have 406 members of Congress not agreeing with it, but the President Obama went through with it then, that's not something we should have to stand behind as a nation.
Last question, sir. Some folks thought that the president should have pushed harder to improve the deal rather than pulling out. He says he's certainly open to negotiating a stronger deal, tried to do that, and ultimately the other partners in the deal weren't interested in going nearly as far as he wanted to. So what do you think's possible here once the economic sanctions clamp down on the regime again?
Well, I think let those start to work, let the dust settle, and then we'll see how earnest and sincere that Iran is wanting to come to the table and put this nuclear business behind everybody. I mean, we've seen the mess it causes around the world, people having armed escalations. And, you know, Saudi Arabia and the other Arab countries, they were all talking about getting into an arms race. And we just don't need that. And so let's everything settle, and then we'll see what the sanctions do and how serious Iran is of coming into the 21st century.
Congressman, we appreciate your time as always, sir. Thank you.
Greg, have a great day. Bye.
You too. Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Foreign Relations Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.